The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
I am bursting at the seams, South Florida. Happy holiday season. I am back and I am badder than ever. We've got a great show for you today. We've got my good friend, Tom Handler, managing partner with Handler Thayer in Chicago. He is the man when it comes to protecting your assets and planning your family's office finances. And then we've got a great guest. We've got Bahia Ramos. She's the director of arts for the Knight Foundation. We're going to talk about the Knight Arts Challenge and the impact that the arts have had on Miami and the Knight Center's influence. My gosh, it's a great show. Wanda, rock the house. Bring us back fast because we've got some great guests. Frankie Valli, right? Oh, man, I love Frankie Valli. What a great movie that was, too. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And by now, you know they have that great store selling Audis up in Gainesville. They got an awesome store down in Key West where they sell all kinds of name brands. And they've also got Jaguar here in Miami. You know what they've got in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, turn it up. I love this part.
Let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When one in 9,800 children drown and one in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that one in three girls and one in five boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
All right, everybody, what are you going to do if you got to close your loan by year end? Well, I know what you're going to do. You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum. We're South Florida's oldest private lenders. We can get it done. That's right. One person makes the decision. We can commit in one day, close in a week. Sounds good. Well, we've been doing it for 37 years. Commercial property, residential property. You got a foreigner that needs a loan? We can help with that, too. Maybe they're from Canada, Europe, Asia, Latin America, almost anywhere we can help you get financed. Want to pull some cash out? That's right, cash out mortgage, that's back. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm here to help you. And when you call me at 305-773-6300, why do you want to call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, it's that time again. Now, from the University of Illinois, based up in Chicago, the top asset protection attorney in the world, Tom Hitler! Hey, out there, big guy.
Jim, it's very difficult to come back from that introduction.
Yeah, I know. But I got to do it. You know, once every few months, it's just got to roll out there, Big T. How you doing?
I am well. And that reminded me of the days when the Bulls were in their glory and we could count on consistent back-to-back championships. And watching those guys roll out at the beginning of the game was just too much fun. I'm well, thank you.
Oh, man, that was just the best. I play that song, I get goosebumps. My wife can relate to it all these years later. And yes, I was at that game where the guy played 36 holes of golf and then brought him back from like 40 behind at the Miami Arena. Broke my heart, but my God, what magic. So, Tom, tell me, what's going on in the family office world?
Quite a bit, actually. So many of the trends that have been emerging or incubating over the last 4 or 5 years have continued, and a couple of new things are taking place as well. So as a threshold comment, the family office industry is still a fairly nascent industry, though it is developing very quickly and globalizing and beginning to get more and more sophisticated. Probably the a clear trend is that the concept or the family office itself, which is just a business that runs the affairs of a family, and there are potentially 30 plus services it could perform, from accounting and reporting to hosting family websites to doing education, investing, coordinating legal, accounting, risk management, insurance, you know, sort of the whole financial marketplace of taking care of a family, down to, you know, concierge things, you know, booking dinners and vacations and scheduling vacation homes and jets and so on and so forth. So most of the family offices out there provide more like 13 or 14 services and don't begin to try to tackle all the things that could be done. But every type of family office has been growing in terms of the size of the offices, meaning the assets under management, and the sheer number of these offices. So the three varieties, and there's some hybrids, but the three varieties are basically a virtual family office, which is an outsourced model, and it might just be the family matriarch and patriarch and one assistant or no assistant, and they can start at a smaller level. And not that there's a one-to-one correlation between asset size and the structure of the office, but typically it's a $25 million to $500 million type of family, although I have seen virtual family offices with over $1 billion in assets, and they made a decision to outsource almost everything. The single family offices tend to run from $100 million or $250 million as a bottom line number and get as big as the sky. And the multifamily offices tend to start with at least $500 million. Most of them are well over $1 billion when they start. And all of them have been picking up steam. So new family, single family offices are being created on a regular basis. Virtual family offices are becoming more common. And multifamily offices, of which there were perhaps 50 in the U.S. 15 years ago, now there's closer to 140 in North America. So there's been a real growth in that industry. There are several of these being formed in China, you know, as we speak, as they jump on the bandwagon. And so all types of these family offices have continued to prosper and proliferate, particularly in the Pacific Rim. You know, the Chinese have discovered this concept as a global best-in-class approach to long-term wealth preservation enhancement, and so they are working very hard to get up to speed and beginning to try to emulate what's going on in Europe and the United States.
Now, Tom, what role does your firm play in the family office world? I think it's important to kind of set the table so people know where you're coming from.
Sure. We represent an awful lot of these entities and have set up many of them, all of them, working with the multifamily office, the virtual, and the single family offices. So we are outside legal counsel, and we often say if you could afford us as your in-house team, you'd like to, but that doesn't make sense. And so you get the ability of people who've worked in the space at a senior level and have the ability to benchmark and understand it. And our roles tend to be, you know, business, corporate, real estate, securities type work, tax and estate planning, of course, asset protection and premarital planning. And it's really mostly financial. So think of it all as business, financial, tax, quantitative type work. And it's about getting these offices up and running, making sure they're doing it efficiently, trying to eliminate tax leakage, coordinating and tying in the family businesses with the family holding companies, often run by these family offices or managed by them, all ultimately owned in turn by trusts. And so it's a large financial alphabet soup that's very difficult to put together in an elegant manner, but with a lot of work and effort and time, really pretty significant results can be achieved so that the family has a lower risk profile, more likely to live and fight another day if they get hit with a big lawsuit or a class action or a slip and fall or divorce or whatever is out there attacking their wealth, and eliminate some of the payroll tax and income tax leakage, make sure the benefits of exec comp are appropriate for the family, make sure their business structures make sense, are effective, minimize liabilities, don't pay more taxes than they should. And so it's really a very almost audit checklist-driven type approach, so that the families have more disposable income and money, which means they can build their businesses, they can invest, they can give to charities, they can fund their foundations, you know, whatever it is that they are driven to achieve. We try to put the control or keep the control in their hands to accomplish whatever mission they want to carry out. So we're sort of an outside strategic advisor to these families, and we often work with their in-house counsel and local, you know, law firms to help them do this work, and accounting firms and insurance, you know, advisors and others. It really takes a fairly large team to get this done right.
Now, what type of evolution are you seeing? You know, we're seeing here, and there's the new tax law. We really don't know what that's going to look like, so I really don't want to talk about that. But I do want to talk about is the change in the evolution. You read about how there's the generational change in wealth. The baby boomers are now in their 70s. Their kids are now in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. And how is that all impacting the evolution of the family office?
Well, I think that two things are running concurrently. So the first is that the estate tax exclusion amount, the lifetime exclusion, is the highest that it's ever been in history. You know, I remember when it was $250,000.
Right.
You know, and now a married couple, you know, can give away $11 million plus without paying the tax. And so that knocked an awful lot of people out of the estate tax. So it's really just the top 1% paying this tax. So I always find it funny when people say all these tax, you know, cuts benefit the wealthy. Well, the wealthy are the only ones paying most of the taxes. And in fact, the top 1%, you know, pay almost 50% of all taxes, and the top 10% pay 75% of all taxes, and more than half the country doesn't pay anything. And under these new laws, if they're passed in a form similar to what's out there, the number's going to go up. So even more people will be paying absolutely nothing, and the burden on the top 1% is actually going to go up very significantly. You know, I've done my own calculation, and this is going to cost me a lot of money for no particularly good reason, in my opinion. So I think the concept is well considered, but doing this last-minute fourth quarter jam-it-through tax bill, I've seen this before. This is not the way it should be done. It should be done in a much more systematic and thoughtful manner, with a little less political influence, and floated and bounced around before they just jam something through for political purpose to give the standing senators and congressmen political cover for the midterm elections. You know, I've seen these December acts go through, and the act itself is, you know, 3/4 inch thick, and then 3 months later the technical corrections bill comes out and it's 2 inches thick. They made so many mistakes in it. So I'm not a fan of these last minute bills, but directionally, a couple things are pretty clear, that in view of what's happening, not just in the U.S., but globally, families are going to be spending a lot more time on tax compliance, tax planning, because it's just required. So we're not the only country tweaking with their tax laws and trying to balance budgets, and it's getting very complex. And at the same time, there's no question that I think almost every year since World War II, the top 1% have paid more tax as a percentage. So despite what you hear in the media, the reality is the top 1%, it just keeps getting higher and higher and higher, and they're really shouldering an unreasonable amount of the burden. I'm not a fan of having half the population pay nothing. I'm very troubled by the lack of a democratic input there. So this bill will be interesting, but people are, by definition, are really going to have to make some moves. And I'm particularly concerned about the businesses, because what they aren't talking about a lot is that although large companies will have a significant drop in taxation, these small companies have a significant uptick. And so it really is not going to be helpful to small and medium-sized businesses. So there's going to be an awful lot of restructuring and a lot of consideration and analysis going on to figure out what to do with whatever this thing is that gets passed. And the global tax compliance is really on the rise, largely because of things like FATCA and Dodd-Frank and the Patriot Act. And so FATCA, in effect, allows governments to track the flow of their currency and their taxpayers around the world. So every government has a significant interest in getting on that platform, and there's a CRS, there's a computer system, where all the data is there and shared by all these countries. So it's becoming virtually impossible to hide or have secret accounts. I mean, that's been a very bad idea for 25 years, and now it's completely illegal. Because of that, that's also causing taxpayer flight. People are leaving countries because they get no tax benefit to be there. They're leaving countries because the tax is too high and they want to go someplace else. So this reduced corporate bracket, I think the global average is about 22%. The OECD average is 22.5%. And we're up at 36. So it's problematic. The highest tax rate on the planet is not going to enhance your business or encourage companies to bring money back here. So the concept behind getting a tax in the neighborhood of 20% to 22% is a very good one. I'd be happier if it were even lower. And the pundits are talking about the impact of how are we going to come back and combat this $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion deficit. Well, the reality is that deficit is such a tiny amount that if the GDP goes up by 1.5% in 1 year, it covers it. So it takes very little for this to happen. And when these kind of stimuli were put in place during the Reagan term, we went from a horrible 20% interest rate, massive unemployment, and just a horrible economy under Carter to the Reagan years where we had 7% GDP growth. I'd love to see some of those years again. Those are great times to be in business. So this is all going to be very interesting, but it's become increasingly a global model.
T, we got to take a quick break. Can you stick with me for another 10 minutes or so we can talk about what's going to go on in 2018?
Of course.
Oh, you're the man. I can't play the song again, but we'll play something snappy, I promise, okay?
Fair enough.
All right, here, this one's for you too, Tom. Wanda, I saw these guys live up in Fort Lauderdale when I was below, a little too young to get in, but we got in. It was awesome. I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah.
Are you on Facebook right now? You should be.
I am. But I'm doing a radio show, so I'm focused on that. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got their store up in Gainesville that sells Audis, and they got that super store in Key West that sells all kinds of great nameplates. We've also got Jaguar up here in Miami. And you know what? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, and always the Rubber Band Man.
Run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, I want to help you, and there's still time if you want to close a loan this year. Well, if you give us a call, one person makes the decision, we'll commit that day, and we can close in a week, which means we got 4 more weeks to go. I'll be saying this for the next month. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you want to pull some cash out of your real estate, do a deal. There's still time. Maybe you've got a construction loan and you need to get out of that because somebody's asking for some money back, or maybe there's something going on and you need a little extra cash. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. We specialize in super luxe homes. We also specialize in foreigners. So maybe you're a realtor, you're working with somebody from overseas. Maybe you're a professional and you've got a client that's come from overseas and they need some cash. They need some cash to close. They need some cash out after they closed. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Specialty property, condo, hotel, office condo. That's right. We'll finance those too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with my friend Tom Handler, the superstar attorney that helps big families protect their assets, make sure their businesses operate efficiently, and that they have longevity as they work together. Tom, welcome back.
Happy to be back, Jim.
So, Tom, what's going to happen next year?
Well, I think we will see, as I said, a lot of tax planning, tax compliance, restructuring work done, both of estate plans, tax plans, and business structure. It's going to be warranted. The stakes are so high that that's inevitable, particularly for the smaller and medium-sized businesses that are likely to take a significant tax hit. The large companies, on the other hand, who have trillions of dollars overseas, if the rate is low enough, it will, in fact, encourage that money to come back, and that could be a wonderful catalyst to build businesses, you know, pick up M&A, business startups, so on and so forth. I think that'd be very positive. That would stoke up the economy, create more jobs, and be a very good thing. So I'm hopeful that that will happen. It also will dissuade companies from doing an inversion and leaving. So the game in the last 10 years has been massive taxpayer flight, meaning moving individuals, renouncing their citizenship and leaving. Family holding companies, international trusts, and businesses moving out of the country. And those inversions of the very large businesses are among the most painful because they take not only the tax revenue but their jobs with them. So I think that trend can be reversed. And although there are countries with 14-15% tax brackets out there that will continue to be very popular, given the fact that the U.S. is considered such a safe haven, that if we even get close, it'll have a positive impact. And the lower that rate, I think the more impactful it will be. And in fact, the faster and bigger the economy will get. And just like under Reagan, tax revenues went up materially when tax rates were cut. That's actually how it works. It's very Milton Friedman, Chicago School of Economics. Read the history. It's pretty clear exactly how it functions. So the plan didn't come from Trump. I don't know where it came from, but it's actually the corporate component on the international companies is actually really well conceived. Most of the rest of the plan I don't think is so well conceived, but I think that element is very well thought out and will do the right things. And with this U.S. being the haven, you know, I think we have roughly 65 to 66% of the world's capital here, and that number is increasing because international people from foreign countries believe that the U.S. is the least likely country to expropriate their assets. So they don't like our litigation system. They don't like our overregulation. They don't like our taxes. So, but losing money in bits and pieces is a lot better than having the government take it all. So that fear is causing tons of capital to move in here, and I would expect that trend to continue and even accelerate next year.
Now, you mentioned one thing that's kind of interesting to me, because it's always on TV about the middle class and the small business corporation taxes that the middle class small business owner pays. It sounds to me like you're saying that's going to go up. All I got to say about that is, ouch, that's where job creation is at the local level.
Yeah, that's perhaps one of the most ill-conceived components of this. Those small business owners, so first they're paying tax individually on everything they earn already. They're paying all the payroll tax on their employees, the FICA, the FUTA, the SUTA, you know, the employer portion is huge.
Yes.
And so that net that they get, then they pay, you know, state and federal taxes on. Well, now, and many of them have, many states already have entity-level taxes on LLCs or partnerships or limited partnerships or S-corporations, which are the various conduit business entities that one could put in place. So now add a federal tax on those entities as well. And that's in a number of the proposals, which is a huge tax hike on these people, and it would be absolutely anti-good economy. It'll be anti-job creation. It won't motivate people to form new businesses. It's not going to motivate people to expand. It's moving in the wrong direction. So as good as I think the proposals are for the large companies and to get the global rates down for these giant C corporations, which are mostly public companies, the impact on the little guys is just not a good thing. And these are, you know, these are farms or ranches and corner businesses and you know, for that matter, professionals.
Me!
They have a very adverse effect. And I'm already paying business taxes, you know, in our conduit already for my state, and I get to pay more federal on top of it. It just means at the end of the day, if all I can take home is 25 cents of what I earn, you get a lot less motivated to work your butt off and put in the time and do the reading, you know, when you can get a job with lots of vacation and summers off, you know, I'll go teach somewhere. You know, if I want to work a 30-hour week and get lots of holidays, and I have taught, as a matter of fact. I'm nothing against teaching. It's just a lot less demanding from an hour standpoint than being doctor, a lawyer, or a consultant.
You're an animal, Tom. You're an animal.
It signals some wrong things here. Yeah, it signals some wrong things. So I'm not liking the direction of it at all. And that lobby, again, this is all moving so quickly, and they're working so hard to sell it, and it changes constantly. So it's hard for people to get their arms around it and even, you know when to send an email to your congressman because you don't know what they're passing. And so same thing. It's really moving very quickly now. The ongoing debate is on the Senate floor as we speak. So I think we're gonna see this thing taking shape very, very quickly here. But if people don't respond, we're going to get saddled with whatever they decide to do to us.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to have to end it here because we're running out of time. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the conversation, folks. I'm going to ask Tom to consult with his assistant, find a Thursday between 6 and 7 that he's available in January. And we're going to get Big T back on the horn here. And we're going to find out what his opinion is about what happened and how it's going to impact all of us. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Jim, great to be on. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Tom Handler, the man when it comes to protecting your assets, and he has a couple of opinions on tax law, too. Tom Handler, major partner in Handler Thayer. Tom, how do they find you?
Our website is handlerthayer.com, and our Chicago office, which is our main office, is 312-641-2100.
Tom, I can't wait to talk to you again in a few weeks. We're going to see what happened and what that means to everybody else. Tom Handler, superstar in the tax field. Thanks for being with us today, Tom.
You're very kind, Jim. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. Wanda, let's rock the house. Back in a minute with Bahia Ramos talking arts and entertainment in Miami. right, you can feel it already. We're shifting gears. We've gone from cool and calculated taxes to now we're going to talk about music and art in Miami. So you're going to want to stick with us. And I know who a big supporter of music and art in Miami is. That's the folks at Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their store up in Gainesville that sells Audis and that big store down in Key West that sells all kinds of great nameplates. And you know what they've got in common? They're all exceptional cars. They also come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, it's yours.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Northbound Palmetto at Okeechobee Road. Broken down car blocks the right lane. Southbound 95 at Miami Gardens Drive. Crash blocking the left express lane. The support of service of the Foundation for a Better Life. That's your South Florida traffic.
All right. I'm being told that I give a lot of great advice and insight here. So let me give you some right now. Hey, I can close your loan by year end. You go, no way. I go, yes way. You go, how are you going to do that? I go, well, if you call me at 305-773-6300, one person's going to make the decision. We'll issue a commitment that day. We'll close in a week. Sounds like the way to go. Well, you're gosh darn tootin' it is if you got to close this year. In fact, I'll be saying that for the next 3 weeks. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Home loan, construction loan, commercial loan. Need some equity, need some cash, need some cash out of that real estate that you paid all cash for in the beginning so you could get it in the competitive process that it took to get that asset and own it? Well, hey, I'm here to help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I think you know why by now, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, we are going to have a great time now. We've got one of Miami's greatest creative minds with us. We've got Bahia Ramos. She is the Knight Foundation Director for Community Foundation, managing their investments in all kinds of great arts and entertainment. She's the Arts Program Director. She's here to make it happen with us today. That's right. Welcome, Bahia.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, listen, this thing's been going on for 10 years.
10 years.
How'd it get its start?
10 years. It really got its start in kind of seeing what was happening in Miami, right? We were starting to get Art Basel on the map. We knew that there were artists in town, people trying to make things, and we thought this would be a great place to really fuel creativity and get those artistic minds together and invest in the proposition that Miami has great artistic and cultural talent.
Well, that's a no-brainer. We're at the center of the universe here
we
in Miami.
We are at the center of the universe.
Just ask anybody. They'll tell you. I just did. Now, Bahia, so let's say that I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm in Miami. Yeah. I guess I sort of am. But my art is the radio thing.
Yes.
So how do I get in touch with the Knight Foundation to see if I'm somebody that can participate in your programs?
Yeah, well, actually, we're pretty open about that. I mean, you can catch us online. We have a portal that you can kind of come in and just shoot, pitch your idea to us. But every April, we open up what's called the Knight Arts Challenge, and you have 150 words just to pitch an idea to us about the arts and a creative project you'd like to launch here in Miami.
Wow, I can't wait. So you're going to be back then in June or so to tell me who the winner is.
Actually, we start in April, but you don't find out the winners until Monday Basel. So December 4th is usually, I know, we try to tie it, you know, but we do. We will be announcing winners actually on Monday, December 4th.
Oh, well, email me and we'll post it up for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm so excited to be
part
of this.
Great group of winners this year.
Oh, I'll bet you do. Now let's talk about some of the past winners. What are some of the things around town that people would recognize that were participants your program?
Yeah, sure. So one big one, a couple of big ones for this year were the Colony Theater had the production of Our Town by Miami New Drama, where they restaged like an American classic to really fit the Miami vibe. So we had some a reimagination of the Thornton Wilder classic done in Spanish and Creole. It was amazing production.
Spanish and Creole?
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Just recently, I spent the weekend, I went to the Miami Motel Story. So, you know, we think we have a lot of development happening in Miami, and so there are lots of like spaces that need to be rethought, or like they're going through some kind of restructure. And Villain Theater actually took an old hotel in Little Havana and staged little vignettes, little scenes in each of these old rooms. And they called it Miami Motel Stories.
How cool.
So cool. So everything from like a story about Billie Holiday to recent Cuban immigrants coming to Miami and assuming new identities, all told in this old, wonderful building in Little Havana that just gave this place new life and identity. And it was amazing.
You know, that's really cool. You know, I'm in commercial real estate. We're always thinking about how to repurpose stuff. I go around taking pictures of what I call real estate pornography, is just the buildings going up. And then, you know, when I retire at 110, I'm going to do a table book about the 10-year development history here in Miami. But really, each one of these is a work of art, these developments. And if you really look at some of the older buildings, they are truly works of art. And if somebody can commingle an artistic presentation within that already artistic venue, I think that we've hit the ball out of the park.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at Wynwood. Look at what happened with Wynwood, where we just, you put up some walls, get great artists in to do installations of their work, and all of a sudden, this neighborhood has character, it has vibrancy, and people are drawn and want to be there.
And you know how you know it's working?
How?
People don't do graffiti on that. They respect it.
That's
There's
right.
no tagging.
That's right.
And what happens is, you see, I'm friends with the guys when they started Wynwood. They'd go out and paint the walls and make them perfect and then invite the guys in. And in fact, some of the walls are changed constantly.
Right.
I work in Wynwood and I see the people walking through internationally, taking photos. I take photos for them. I work across from Romero's studio. It's just the most amazing thing. And I got to say it this way, and I hope people are watching. Well, they can't see me. But that doesn't matter. You got to feel the vibe.
That's the vibe. So we want that vibe everywhere. And that's what the Night Arts Challenge does. And that's what 10 years of funding here have done. It's just to make you feel the vibe everywhere you go. Because the vibe is made by everyone here in Miami, not just one person in one place.
No, actually, it's the created, the full energy of the community is always changing, is always evolving. And depending on where you are and who is, oh, I'm going to have to say it, tapping into that energy and becoming sort of like a crystal, putting it out there, you're going to get something different every time. And that's what you guys
and
are
that's
about.
And we're like all about the risk capital for enabling that to happen, right? So we've invested about $122 million over the last 10 years in arts in Miami. And some of that is in the Arts Challenge, where they're just these crazy ideas that you'd never think a foundation could get behind, but they actually make such an important contribution to the fabric of the city. And they're for the large institutions that are serving people day in, day out, making sure that culture stays in this city and people remember who they are and like their souls are fed.
Well, yeah, now you're hitting it right home with me. The most important thing to me about living in any community is being able to feel the energy of that community. And every community is unique.
Well, yeah.
You know, this is not Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln's not Miami.
Lincoln's
and
not
this
Miami.
Isn't New York, although we are probably the missing borough of New York, as I've said for 50 years.
Yes.
My God.
From
my
Brooklyn, God. I agree. Yes.
Ah, there you go. High five to you, girlfriend. So, listen, so what is, I'm not going to ask you to give me your favorite installations. No, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
No.
What I'd rather do is talk about two or three installations that you'd like to highlight, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll talk about what's coming up with some of the different stuff.
So some things that I've seen that we fueled over time, right? So let's think about O Cinema, where it's one of our first independently run cinema houses in Miami.
And it's moving. I've seen it. It's been moving around town.
It's expanded. So it's in Wynwood. It's in Miami Shores. It's on the beach. And right. They're able to bring independent cinema to Miami. I think about things like Oh Miami, where we have a whole month where everyone in Miami is exposed to poetry. And we do everything from sending, you know, poetry out of like sky planes flying across the sky on the beach, which is so Miami, right? To people getting poetry out of on the sidewalks or on the roofs of buildings as they fly across our horizon. And then I think about things like, you know, like some of the work that Teo Castellanos has done with veterans and doing combat called Combat Hippies, where he works with veterans to tell stories and create poetry and plays about their experiences that they can share with the broader public, which helps heal some of the trauma that they've experienced, but also kind of bring this creative force and exposure and empathy to audiences so that they connect to the experience and understand what it means to be in their shoes.
I think it's important, especially given how traumatic that type of experience must be. And I would hope that sharing that experience would maybe prevent us from going to war in the
future. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think Teo really provides a transformative experience for the folks he works with, and they do that for him as well. And I think to work with such a master like Teo in this process just really brings home the idea of how important art is to our daily lives.
Now, you talked a little bit about Little Haiti. Mm-hmm. Let's talk some about what's going on in Little Haiti, because Little Haiti's under a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Little Haiti's under development pressure.
Yeah.
Little Haiti's under community fabric pressure. Mm-hmm. And what is it that the Knight Foundation Arts Division can do to kind of help that neighborhood keep its character and soul?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it all comes down to authenticity, right? So we're never going to be the people that say, oh no, like Little Haiti needs to change. We're like, no, we know what is like fundamentally great and awesome and talented and needs to be protected there. So any project that happens there has to come from the community and be a part of the voice of the community. And we make sure that it remains a part of the community when we make those choices.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, Bahia. Then we're going to come back. I want to talk about some of the events that you've got that are bringing the community together in the coming weeks. And we'll talk about a little bit of the economic impact that you guys have been able to bring to the table too. Wanda, all your rock the house, bring us back fast, because we've got a lot to talk about. Miami's own Gloria bringing a little bit of Miami's arts here to the table today. We've got Bahia Ramos of the Knight Foundation. She's the director of their arts program. We'll get right back to her, but we're going to talk about some big supporters of the community when we're talking about our friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Bahia was talking about some of the impact of the arts on veterans. I know that the Warren Henry folks are very, very involved with the Wounded Warriors and other folks like that. When you have to check out Warren Henry. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami. They've got Audi up in Gainesville. They've got all kinds of great nameplates in their big store in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's have a little Gloria to make us all happy.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. NextWave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, NextWave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit NextWaveFunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit NextWaveFunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Oh my gosh, you caught me coughing. Well done, Wanda. Hey, I can help you. I'm here to help you. What kind of help can I give you? Well, maybe you need to close a loan before the end of the year. Maybe you need to have something creative put together to help you close your loan. Well, if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you, and that's what I want to do. We're private lenders. We can loan up to $15 million. We'll do residential or commercial. If you've got something that requires a bridge loan to take it from today to tomorrow, we can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do a cash out finance. Maybe you closed all cash so you could get that great deal, but now you want to pull some money out? We'll help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Credit below 600? No problem. From overseas, we can help you. Want to close fast? Well, one person makes the decision. We'll commit in one day. We'll close in a week. That means I can say this ad another 4 weeks this year. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We are here with Bahia Ramos. She is the Art Programs Director for the Knight Foundation, and she's got a terrific laugh and smile. There you go. You can't see it, but it's awesome. Oh, I got to turn the Facebook thing on so that people can see you.
Now I'm going to not smile.
Oh, well.
It's impossible.
Oh, I got her smiling. That was awesome. Now, the other thing I want to know is you've got some great programs going on here in our community. Tell me a little bit about what's going on at Pinecrest.
Yes, on Sunday, we are taking part in the Pinecrest Farmers Market, and we have a really nice morning and afternoon of programming, some independent musicians from Miami doing lots of like really nice live indie music. We have some vendors, all for free. And we have in the farmers market, we have some arts programming for kids so they can come in and do some arts programming with educators from the Perez Art Museum.
Awesome.
And we have a nice family day at Pinecrest Gardens, free of charge for anyone who would like to come. I think it's just a nice coming to a different neighborhood and understanding that like the arts happen everywhere and just having some fun with it. So leading up to our biggest event, we've been doing a couple little highlight,
bring
little
it on.
Highlight reel,
bring
right?
It on here.
Right? So
bring it on.
Sunday is like our nice little family day event with some nice soothing tunes and good rhythms from indie Miami bands and some art workshops and just a nice pleasant day out on the
All right.
for kids.
But on December 4th, you teased 4th. It before.
Yes.
What happens on December 4th?
December 4th is the biggest day in Miami yet for us. We are inviting the community to join us at Knight Plaza, where we have opened the Frost Museum of Science and the Perez Art Museum Miami for free for the evening to enjoy all the talents of past Knight Arts Challenge winners on multiple stages and surround the entire plaza footprint with artists and artistry from Miami. So that is from 7 to 10 downtown.
Nighttime?
Nighttime.
Everybody get your Uber ready.
Get your Uber ready. There's even a specific place to be dropped off in your Uber.
I would hope so, with you guys being the technology folks.
Yes, exactly. And so we really put together some awesome programming in an evening to just celebrate the legacy of 10 years Centers of Arts in Miami. I don't know what could be more fun or more and a more exciting thing to start off the Basel Week than coming together and enjoying these institutions that just breathe life into culture here.
It's just so amazing what they have done at that little location, and now they'll have the Art Miami just south of there.
Correct.
And that whole thing, or north of
north,
there.
Yeah. North. At the old Herald site.
No. Right. North.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm in real estate. So now let's talk a little bit about the economic impact that you guys have. What's the art and cultural industry's impact here in Miami? You know, it must have grown since you've started.
Yeah, it's grown. I mean, I think 10 years ago, it was at $922 million. Now it's pushing $1.4 billion, which is a great increase. I mean, for us, with our $122 million investment, what's nice about the challenge is, like, of that $30 million we've invested in that contest, it has to be matched. So really, we're leveraging those dollars and creating a $60 million arts industry over time.
And who are your partners?
Our partners are the community, are the people.
Individuals?
Individuals, other donors.
Foundations?
For us, money can come from anywhere.
Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I think I'd like to give a shout out to the people in the city of Miami who support our artists day in, day out, and come to their projects and buy their tickets to their shows and buy their art and make sure that artists know that they can stay here and make work and make their lives happen.
Democracy of art.
Yes.
Access for art, artists, and our community. Because if it's out there and it's in a glass bubble and people can't access it,
right,
what good is it?
Right. You don't want it to be so precious that people think it's unattainable, right?
Makes them feel bad if that's the case.
Exactly. And I think what's great about us is, like, we make great art here. And we make it available to everybody, even if they don't know that they'd be interested in it, right? So you make sure that it happens and it comes from everywhere. For us, it's like, it's my job to make sure that I can spot great ideas and great talent and give them the resources to make it happen and make sure that, like, an audience is there for them and they see it and they love it and they keep coming back.
Well, that's amazing. And if we can ever help you with anything, you know, let us know when your event is over. We'll post the folks, and then maybe after things calm down later this month or early next month, like Handler, maybe I just do the whole show again with the same two people. I mean, this is just a great show. Now, we've only got about a minute left, so how do people get more information about the Knight Foundation and the arts programs?
Yeah, go to knightfoundation.org. K-N-I-G-H-T, foundation.org, and you'll get a list of all our arts programs and winners. We'll be posting all our winners up on December 4th, and we have 43, and I can't wait for everyone to see them and meet them. But it'll be a really exciting time.
That sounds absolutely great. So let's just finish the show up. Hold on one second. You see, you miss her laughing and smiling. It's the best part of the freaking show. It's just absolutely the best. I mean, they nailed it when they brought you to town. So, hey, I want to thank everybody. I want to obviously thank the Knight Foundation for providing us with Ms. Bahia here. She was just absolutely awesome,
thanks,
Bahia
thanks.
Ramos. I want to thank the Handler Thayer Law Firm for giving us Tom Handler. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami The Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni. I want to thank Lauren's kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Next Wave Financial. The most important people I want to thank are you, our listeners. Like Bahia said, without the community, we'd have no show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. Join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We get lots of hits on www.freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up real quick, probably over the weekend at this point. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday at 6 p.m. Why? Because I just love doing this, can't you tell? Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way, like Bahia did. The other finds an excuse, like other people do. Now go out there and make it happen. Rock the house, Wanda!
The unrightable wrong to love, you're enchased from afar. To try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know
just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.